Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Although the first annual concert in the village of Elkton is still 2 months away, the music venue has been established. The Elkton Lions Club Parks and Recreation released the lineup for this year's Elkton Music in the Park. The free concerts start at 6:30 p.m. with food trucks on hand at 5 p.m. every other Friday. The concerts start to wrap up in August. The entertainment all the way on August the 9th will be the CWM Chase Murphy. The food truck on that night will be Nikki's and Extreme Freeze. And the season's last concert will be Lauradale. And the food truck for that event will be Holy Guacamole and Extreme Freeze. And another local and regional news for today. Operating a village requires constant monitoring to keep pace with any changes. The village of Sebwing is in the process of updating two ordinances regarding property and food. The council will discuss a proposed rental property ordinance and a proposed food truck ordinance during the last office administration committee meeting. Because food trucks are a relatively new business that has been expanding in the area, municipalities like Sebwing and the city of Caro are each working on an ordinance to govern their operations. The proposed ordinances regarding rental properties and food trucks are expected to be discussed at the village's 7 p.m. meeting this coming Monday, April the 15th. During the committee meeting, it was also announced that the Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy grant will be awarded again this year for collection of unwanted tires. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel has hailed the success of its defenses in the face of an unprecedented attack by Iran. Officials said Sunday that Israel and its allies have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched towards its territory and has sustained little damage. But tensions still remain high amid fears of further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike. U.S. President Joe Biden said he would convene a meeting of the Group of Seven Advanced Democracies to coordinate a united diplomatic response. The language indicated that the United States does not want Iran's assault to spiral into an even broader military conflict. And another national and international news. Eight police were shot, including a young girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side. The 7-year-old girl was shot in the head and died, while a 1-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy were also each shot multiple times, and they are currently listed in critical condition as of Saturday night. Chicago Police Department Deputy Chief Don Jerome says the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. The victims were standing outside of a family gathering at the time of the shooting, around 9 p.m., and were transported to area hospitals by the Chicago Fire Department. Jerome says the investigation is preliminary, but witness accounts describe two possible shooters on foot, and says the shooting was not random. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For your latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, April 14th of 2024. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.